In this LPL split, you don't have the placement games. You go straight into that whole, like, winners group. Now they have a medium group and a losers group. The winners group, the Ascend group, which is the best one to watch, has all the big names that you'd want in there, all the teams that should be the ones that potentially can go to Worlds, etc. And already, they've won all four of their best of threes. They've lost the games here and there, but they've won all four of the best of threes. They beat Anyone's Legend, their main rival, who kept the same roster as last year, even though they lost their coach. They beat IG, who actually looked quite promising despite some of their roster moves. They beat Weibo, Danny's former team, who has some good players, even if it's a bit of a strange mix and looks like they can be kind of gatekeepers to the elite. And they beat TES, who looks weaker than last year in terms of roster, but still has very strong solo laners. The only top team they haven't beaten yet is JDG, who themselves, by the way, were questionable both in Demacia Cup and at times here. And that match goes down this Friday, and I imagine they will win 2-0 or 2-1, and then they will, after 1 week of LPL play, have beaten all their top rivals in the league, and I think they're going to win this split. They not only look really good, but they actually do look like they're going to fulfil all the hopes that you might have and all the expectations you might have, and maybe more. I think this trajectory tracks that they really have a chance to be one of the best LPL teams ever and win everything. Like, I think they will win, I would say, two of the three splits, if not all three. You never know what happens on a finals day. And let's be real, it's not just, oh yeah, but that's China. Everything else is on the table.